Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
There's something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's,
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not after love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Wow! I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Hold the presses and edit your emails. Back Time's going to browse the publications that periodically made history on September 19th. U.S. President George Washington's farewell address was published today in 1796. Grin when you think of 1982. That's when Scott Fallman became the first person to use the happy face smiley in an online message. And we wanted to duck and cover in 1995. That's when the Unabomber's Manifesto was published by the Washington Post and the New York Times. That's Back Time for September 19th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's Vinny Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. Tina Fey returned to Saturday Night Live to play Sarah Palin. It's the most talked about SNL skit since... Geez, when was the last time anyone talked about SNL? Wall Street is in a tailspin after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers and the bailout of AIG. But not to worry. John McCain has a plan to combat the bear market. He's going to have Sarah Palin shoot it from a helicopter. Speaking of John McCain, he picked up an endorsement for Donald Trump. Trump says he would have endorsed Obama, but his name is too close to Omarosa. Miley Cyrus was spotted coming out of church with a guy she denies is her boyfriend who was wearing a tank top to church. What does he wear to funerals? Cut-off shorts and a damn Seagulls t-shirt? And Transformers hottie Megan Fox admitted to a lesbian affair with a stripper. I'll be right back. I'm Vinny Penn, and that was your 760.
Hello, I'm Sarah Palin. I would like to respond to some of the criticism I have received by those in the godless Hollywood community. First, to Pamela Anderson, who said that I, quote, can suck it. Well, she would know a thing or two about that, wouldn't she? You want to know the difference between Pamela Anderson and a pit bull? A pit bull isn't a whore. Lindsay Lohan also has criticized me. Lindsay, let me tell you, I'm a proud hockey mom, and you're nothing but a box office bomb. Finally, Matt Damon said my choice as VP was absurd. I'm very disappointed. I like Matt. He reminds me of my son, Trig. Thank you very much.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. We're directly to you from Texas, and Susie's in Boston. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good, good. We probably obviously don't sound as good as we are in the studio, but we had to do this show because, of course, we have the upcoming interview with Andy Taylor from Duran Duran, Susie.
That's so exciting.
Are you wet already?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. So what's going on there, Susie? Are you enjoying yourself?
I really am. I'm actually having, after having an exhausting trip over, I'm having quite a relaxing little vacation here. I'm looking out on 3,000 boats right now in Marblehead, Massachusetts, and
wow.
It's just stunning.
On the beach or on the lake? What is it?
I'm actually at a house right now, but the house is built right on the harbor.
So. Wow. You sure know how to find your places, let me tell you. You're having a blast.
I don't fuck around with the places that I vacation.
No. Have you been good, though?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Well, what do you mean, of course? That's not something that's, like, a given.
Well, I don't know. It's actually kind of interesting. I now realize why I left Marblehead in the first place. This town is so incestuous.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
last night, remember, I've told you how I broke up with this one guy, Brian, after he cheated on me repeatedly in this town.
Yes.
Well, one of the people he cheated on me with was my former best friend, and that ended up being a little bit of a drama. But all of a sudden, one of my new friends, you know, that I've been friends with probably for about 2 years now, turns out she's been sleeping with him too recently.
Really?
So she came over last night, and she didn't think I knew all of this, and I was like, really? So how's fucking my ex-boyfriend? I've got like a whole list of all of my girlfriends out here that have been sleeping with the same guy.
Wow. Well, he's not your boy. Oh, she slept with him when you were still going out with him.
Yep, and now again too. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, it's not so funny from your perspective, I can't imagine. But what is it with this guy? Yeah, don't blame the chicks. Blame the guy.
Well, there's something about him. He does have an initial draw, but then after you really get to know him, you realize that he's an alcoholic loser who's going nowhere. So they can have him.
Yeah, exactly. You see, and you've got a winner at home in Venice. And,
Oh, fuck you! Thank you.
You've made out better than he did. So
exactly. Yeah. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. So tell us.
How's the convention?
The convention is awesome. You know, I'm having a blast here. This is a radio convention. NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters, and also Radio and Records Magazine. And it's just, there's so much to do here, and I'm finding a lot of new stuff. But what I'm finding mainly is that traditional radio is strongly resisting the internet, which is great news for us, you know.
Yeah.
But they've realized that you know, they can't get left behind. So it's all these sessions of them telling them how to have a presence on the internet and all that stuff. But no, they don't get it. They don't get it. So, but I got to tell you, you know, I've always said LA radio is really unlistenable. And just to reinforce that, you know, I'm in Austin, Texas. It's not even a different country or anything. And they've got such great music on the radio. They've got European music. They've got, you know, it's not just the rap and the hip hop stuff.
And, oh, my gosh, I know. There's such crap on the radio down here, too.
Really?
I mean, unless you have a satellite radio in your car and you can kind of pick what kind of genre you actually want to listen to. The regular terrestrial radio is just absolute shit.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And, you know, I mean, there's people here. Like, let me give you an example. They were given some awards. So they said they were looking for the funniest host in the country, right? The radio host. So they bring him on the stage. He tries to be funny. I swear to you, not even one laugh. The whole fucking place was just quiet. You know?
No.
And this is supposed to be the funniest guy, right? So
that's so awful. The poor guy. He must have felt like such a loser.
Yeah, well, he should. He should, you know. I mean, if he wins this kind of thing. But I think the people that voted for him probably should be more ashamed for, you know, for that. But
that's one of the reasons why I hate going to comedy clubs. I can't stand, like, going up there and it's just like having to force a laugh just so you don't make the person feel like a total loser. I know.
I mean, even the comedians that introduced him more funnier. They had the unknown comic, and then they had another guy named Vic Dunlop, who's from L.A., and I saw him at the Ice House. Actually, you know, he was actually at our station, a guest with Johnny Damm, and he was here, and he's hilarious, this guy. So
really?
It's a small world. Yeah, it's a small world here. And so there's a lot of stuff going on, you know. And but I can't wait to get back. You know, I'm going back tonight, and we'll be back at the studio Monday. So that's going to be awesome. You know.
Yes.
And
I will have worked the Emmys on Sunday too. So that should be interesting to talk about.
Yeah, you're going to say, well, you're going to be rubbing elbows with a lot of people.
I know. It should be fun. It should be a good time.
Where are you going to do that, where the Emmys is taking place, or like off location?
Nope, actually, where they're actually taking place.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep. I have my catering company that I work for has a lot of really good gigs, so should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. You know, you finally made it to the top, and you're going to be with celebrities, and that's good. Even if you're just serving them fucking food.
And drinks, most drinks.
Oh, drinks, okay.
Getting them wasted. I'm jealous. I wish I could be getting wasted with them. But speaking of which, I had like 5 bottles of champagne last night.
Excuse me? I think I heard 5 bottles of champagne. You didn't say
did you? Yes, I did. Actually, Michael came in to wake me up this morning, and he woke me up by holding all of the corks in my face.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you need to get up and go do your radio show right now. He's like, miss 5 bottles of champagne.
Yeah. Now, who's Michael? Is that a friend?
Yes, he is. He's my best friend of many, many years, but he's actually someone that I dated, I guess 5 years ago now. No, 4 years. I'm going on 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was 60 when I was 22.
Oh, wow. That's a good match.
That's a good match. I mean,
oh, Susie, man, you just keep shocking me every time, you know?
I keep shocking you, really. I don't think I had much left to shock you with.
Well, you do, obviously, you know? 60 and 22, excuse me.
60 and 22, yes. But hey, to his credit, he did look like he was 40.
Oh, okay. So
now
40 and 22
like
is okay.
Now he looks like he's 45.
Yeah. So 40 and 22 is okay.
Right? It was funny. We met because he came into my restaurant where I was working, and he is best friends with the former owner of the bar. And he had overheard me talking about my birth date. And, I kind of went over and I was like, hi, sir, can I get you something to drink? And he was like, I have a little bet for you. He said, if we have the same birth date, he's like, I'd like to take you out for dinner. And I was like, all right, let me see your ID. So he takes out his driver's license and he covers the year, and it said March 14th. And so I said, oh, wow. Yes, my birthday is March 14th.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, you won yourself a date with Susie. And then what I didn't know was that the year was 44 on the other side of the license.
But you must have known, I mean, you know.
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Oh, so you thought he was really 40?
Yes, yes. He's never been a drinker or a partier, and he just, I don't know, he looks very, very young for his age.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So, but still, it's a far cry from what you have back home.
Obviously. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, he is a far, far cry from what I have back home. actually, this is kind of funny. The little children that I raised out here, I was their nanny for 4 years. So Michael and I decided we were going to pick them up yesterday and surprise them. They are 12, two of them are 12 and 13 right now, and the sister wasn't home. But so we picked them up yesterday to take them out to dinner. And they went through my camera and they were looking at pictures of Franz.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, let's just say they were a little bit shocked and horrified. They're like, Susie,
really?
He has a mullet. He's got a mohawk. Oh my gosh. He looks like he's got a Jufro. Oh my God. He looks gay. So instantly they had to call him. So we call poor Franz on the phone, and these kids are just absolutely, okay. First of all, let's just say I was their nanny. That's all I have to say. So they have dirty, dirty little minds.
Oh my God, Susie. You're corrupting everybody around you.
Oh yes. But you know what? To their credit, they corrupted me a little bit too.
Really?
For instance, do you know what a chode is?
No, a chode, no.
So chode was the word of the evening as we're going out to dinner. A chode is when a penis is it's wider than it is long.
Oh, I figured it had something to do with a thick penis. I don't know why, but it kind of sounds like
I had no idea what that word even meant until last night, and all of a sudden they're going off. They're like, oh, Franz is a chode. That's why you're dating him. Oh, Susie, does Michael have a chode? Hey, chode. And they're just like going off nonstop of just being absolutely ridiculously inappropriate. But
wow,
it just
how
cracked
old are these kids? Are
12 and 13.
Teenage? Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Great, great influence, Susie. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you're bringing up that next generation the right way.
Yeah.
Their mom actually. One of them is named Fucker. He's the one I told you about before.
Oh, he's named Fucker. Who named him that?
Well, his name is Tucker, but I renamed him Fucker.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's close enough. How's the weather up there, Susie?
It's beautiful right now. Like gorgeous sunny day. I actually got up and watched the sunrise at 6:30 because this house is right on the water and it's rising like right behind the lighthouse. But outside it is a little bit crisp and chilly.
Yeah. You sure travel in style, let me tell you. Lighthouse, boats, waterfront. Wow.
Oh, I know. And then I had lobster last night and steamers and clam chowder. And what else did I eat? And scallops. Oh, it was so yummy. I miss all the food back here terribly.
Really? Well, all I had was a bunch of chicken wings and some beer last night. But but wait a minute. 6 bottles of champagne, Susie.
5.
How do you do that? I mean, I can't consume 6 ounces of champagne.
That's because you're a lightweight pussy.
Exactly. But what does that make you?
It makes me a lush.
It makes you a heavyweight dick, maybe?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But especially being back in this town. That's where I worked at the bar Maddie's, where they make the stiffest drinks in the world. And so I was there for years making these heavy-ass drinks, like 15 ounces of booze to 1 ounce of mixer. And your liver has to learn how to keep up.
Yeah. And it does, huh?
And it does. It does.
How long do you think it's going to keep up?
Well, I don't know. I don't drink like this every night by any means anymore.
Well, you've mentioned 4 bottles of wine a night the other day.
Well, that's not every night.
I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to understand this because I don't know where all the champagne is going.
I was thirsty.
You must have been peeing like crazy.
Yes.
You need a catheter or something.
I know. One directly in my arm, an IV of champagne directly in, and a catheter to come directly out.
Man, you're a character, let me tell you. Oh, man. So when are you getting back into town?
8 o'clock tomorrow evening.
8 o'clock tomorrow. Cool.
Yes.
And you're going to that bike ride?
Oh, yes. And I'm hoping that you and your son are going to come.
I don't think so, Susie. I don't think so. But
you
can tell us all about it. Susie, it's not my cup of tea, you know?
Do it for your son, your poor little son. He wants to come.
Yeah, to see you.
Aw. Little Sean is so cute. He's like eye level directly with my boobs at all times. Uh-huh. Actually, you know what? The little kid, Chase, that I took out to dinner last night, he was going through my camera when he was looking at the pictures of Franz, and there were pictures from the topless march on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so he was like, oh, my God, can't believe this. He's like, fucker, look at these pictures. And so they were staring at the pictures. And he told me that I had saggy boobs.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, tell him he hasn't looked at them closely.
There's nothing saggy about them.
No, there's nothing saggy about them. They can't sag. They're too small.
I know they're too small to sag.
No, they're not too small. They're perfect.
Thank you.
But that's beside the point, you know?
I just couldn't believe that. I was like, you little shit. I was like, it's a good thing I was driving the car, or else I would have turned around and whacked him.
Yeah. I better not talk about your boobs too much, because my wife's actually listening from Israel right now.
Oh, so no.
I'm gonna say hi to my wife. So we got to be careful because, you know, she never listens.
But I won't ask you about the hot chicks that are at the convention.
Well, you can ask me about it. There are very many hot chicks, but there's also a lot of not very hot chicks. So, you know, it's a nice mixture. But who's got time for that, you know? I mean, I guess I do. But but it's fun to look at, you know.
Excellent, excellent. Look but don't touch. Good boy.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. So so tell me more. Have you seen – did you go to that bar that you used to work at? Is that where you are?
I have not done that yet. Let's see. Today I actually need to go to my storage unit and deal with that and kind of – it's not actually a storage unit. It's just a storage area in someone's basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go and tackle that today, which is going to be quite a daunting task considering I have no idea what's in there. Except my modeling portfolios from when I was a child up until I was 18 are all in there.
Really? You should bring that with you. Bring that with you. I'd love to see.
I know. Yeah, I'd love to bring them here, too.
Yeah, maybe we can post some pictures on the website. That'd be awesome.
All right. That'll be funny. You guys are going to die laughing.
I know. The cute little Susie. You know, I mean, I love those YouTube commercials that you have there. You know.
I know. So, yeah, those are all in there. And then because of all the heavy rains they've been getting, I don't want them to get flooded because they're just thrown in boxes. And then they could be totally ruined.
Really? So it's raining there? It's raining?
No, not right now, but they did have a lot of rain this summer.
Oh, I see. In the summer they have rain there? Wow.
They had a particularly rainy summer this year. I don't know why. But, yeah, I was invited to go out to the bar last night with my girlfriend, Andrea, the one that's now sleeping with my ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like everyone's sleeping with him in this town. It's pretty ridiculous. But, oh, well.
Well, they must be pretty desperate or something, you know. But,
well, he's got a small little friend, and actually that's what we were talking about last night, which cracked me up. She's like, he had such a small little dick. How did you even deal with that, Susie? And I was
God. So the girls there must be pretty desperate if they're settling for that, you know.
I know. Yvette Marie would never be able to handle it.
Yeah. What is it like? He's the only guy in town or what?
Pretty much. There's definitely a small sample here. It is a small town, which is one of the reasons why I had to leave. I kind of went through the population quickly. I'm just kidding.
Would you stay back there, or are you dying to come back to LA?
No, actually, I'd love it here. It's so beautiful. I had Michael drive me around. There's this one area called the Neck. I'm actually looking at it right now, where the lighthouse is. And you drive across the ocean, and it's absolutely beautiful. And all the houses are gorgeous, and it just has a lot of old school charm.
Oh, wow. Nice.
It's just so beautiful. All the buildings have been around like since the 1600s, and it's just very quaint, which I love.
Yeah. So what the hell are you doing in LA, Susie?
I'm not really a small town kind of girl. At heart, I suppose I wish I could be, but maybe when I settle down and get married and when I have kids, this would be the kind of place that I would come back to. But for the meantime, I belong in LA.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you definitely belong there, you know, and especially with the radio show and all your bike rides and everything. And
I know. I was thinking back to when I did live in this town. It was like for 4 years, it was like all we ever did every single night was go to a bar. And there are more bars in this town per square foot or per capita. I don't know what it is, but it's something like that than like any other town in Massachusetts.
Wow. So how far are you from Boston there? Is it pretty close?
Yeah, I'm 17 miles north of Boston right now.
Oh, that's not bad. Do you go visit the city too?
Yep, I flew into Boston, and I'll be going down to Boston probably tomorrow to go have lunch at Michael's restaurant, which is the best restaurant in the world. I'm so excited. I miss eating there all the time.
Oh, cool. So he's got a restaurant.
Yes, a huge restaurant. It seats like, I don't know, over 1,000 people.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And it's right on the wall, right in South Boston. It's a very old restaurant, too. It's been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So what kind of restaurant is it?
It's a seafood restaurant. Lots of lobster and oysters. Mmm.
Yeah, they eat a lot of seafood up there.
Yes, they do. It's just so good and fresh. I love it. Uh-oh. Are you still there? Sam?
Susie?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, well, this is TJ. I'm here monitoring in the studio. Sam looks like he's calling in right now.
Oh, okay. Hi, TJ.
Hello, world. Hello. It's just me, TJ, just sitting in here monitoring, so to speak, and listening to the show. And I saw that at the very last moment there that Sam
Sam was having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, there was a technical difficulty, so I just sort of jumped in at because that's what I do. That's, you know.
Back to save the day.
Yeah, what's that?
Back to save the day.
Yeah. Dun-da-da! Me and my cape! I am here to save the day! Now here's Sam! He's called! He's here now! He's gonna be on in just a second! So is it muggy there? Is it hot and humid and all that stuff? Is it very?
It's not hot and humid at all.
Is it crisp?
Hi, Sam. There you are.
Oh, there you are, Sam. This is TJ. I just jumped in to sort of save the day. I'll go away now.
Thank you very much. It just figures that, you know, right as we're doing a remote show, my internet is gonna get screwed up here in the hotel.
Well, I tell you what, it was funny to listen and watch until all of a sudden see you disappear and hear Susie sitting there going, "Hello?" It was like this. Listen. It was like, "Hello? Is anybody there? This is Susie. I'm all alone in the internet. I'm all alone." she was like out in the netherworld, you know, just She was just floating out in the ethers. Say, "Hello, it's just me. I'm all alone."
How are you making it echo like that? That's cool.
Susie, you'd probably be able to carry the discussion for a couple minutes until I connect.
Oh, Sam. The way she talks, it seems there are times when I figure you go have a sandwich and come back, and you know she's just finishing her sentence.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to your show. Go ahead. I'm just monitoring. I'm just standing by. Okay, this is me standing by. Over and out.
TJ, the hall monitor.
Yeah. Now, Susie, I get the feeling we're gonna get stood up by Duran here. It's fucking 9:30 already.
I know. I have a feeling too.
Wow, I can't believe it though. I mean, for crying out loud, do you know how many times I went back and forth with them, and they would contact me and firm up everything, and now they're not calling. So maybe he's stuck on another interview. The point is, Andy Taylor is one of the founders of Duran Duran. I thought actually that he was John Taylor, who's the really handsome one, you know. But he's Andy Taylor. They also had Roger Taylor in the group, and none of them are related to each other, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, they have three Taylors on there. So at any rate, Andy was the guitar player for the group, and he was one of the founders as well. So and he left the band a couple times, so I wanted to ask him about that and stuff. But we may just have to discuss him without him on the line.
I know.
I did so much reading up on him, and that just figures, huh, Susie?
I know, of course. That always happens.
What the hell? Everybody's tuning in, and Mr. Andy Taylor is not on the friggin' line. Give me a break.
I woke up for this.
I know. What's going on, man?
I was going on 13 hours of sleep today.
Yeah, and you wanted to sleep some more, I imagine.
Absolutely. I'm trying to catch up for the rest of the week.
That's awesome, man. So, well, I don't know. I mean, I might as well tell his whole friggin' life story, you know. He's coming out with a book, or came out with a book this month, and it's called it's called Wild Boy, I guess based on their song Wild Boys. And wait a minute, I see something happening. TJ, please don't play with the computer, TJ. At any rate, So he came out with a book, and it seems pretty revealing. He talks about everything and stuff, and I'm sure he's got a lot of stories to tell about all the chicks he's banged and stuff, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah, but What's that?
Like all musicians.
Yeah. But you know what? Again, I left this question for him, but it looks like we're not going to talk to him today. I really apologize to the listeners. I mean, this is like, you know, my opinion about flaking people. But, you know, I mean, some people feel like they're, I guess, or maybe they are bigger than life, you know. And so we're at their mercy, you know.
I don't agree with that at all. No one's bigger than life. People need to think they feel that way.
You know, maybe they feel that way. I don't know. But look, I'm sure he's busy. He's doing a lot of interviews back to back and stuff. You know, maybe he will we'll have him. Maybe we'll try to reschedule him or something. But interestingly enough, Susie, this guy's been married now for 26 years with 4 kids.
To the same person?
Yes, it was the hairstylist for Duran Duran.
And, wow.
He married her in 86, and they're still together. I mean, is this like amazing for a rock star?
That is very impressive. I can't believe he's been together with his wife for that long.
I know. And but he seems like, you know, sort of like the one that sort of like goes off on his own. You know, he left the band twice and sort of left him scrambling and stuff. And supposedly, you know, he didn't like so much the synthesizer sound that they had. So, 'cause he's a guitar player.
Yeah.
So that was the first time. Then, of course, they reunited in 2001, and he left again 5 years later. And, but I mean, they've done so many things, you know, and this group is so, just so famous and so great, whether, all around the world, you know, I mean, they've managed to do, they were compared to the Beatles at one point.
Really?
You know? Yeah, you know, I mean, as far as their, you know, how famous they are all over the world and how popular they are and so forth, you know. So, but at any rate, let's do, TJ, you're funny, man.
What is going on over there? What are you two doing?
Now, TJ's sending me messages here, and he's very funny. But TJ, we'll give them a few more minutes. But TJ thinks that Andy's trying to call another number, and, you know, so.
That could be a possibility. Did you give them the right one?
No, it's not that possibility. I gave them the number. They know exactly where to call.
But,
but look, I mean, we have no names that flake out on us, you know, so. Well, what is the big deal? That's live radio for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
unfortunately for you, Sam, I kind of like this broadcasting remotely thing. So I think I'm going to start broadcasting live from my bed.
All right, then do it. I'll be in the station and you'll broadcast from home. Now she found an excuse not to come in. Great.
No, I could still do the show. It'll be perfect. I'll do it right from my bed. I won't even have to get up in the morning. I'm really liking this.
You're liking this. Okay, well, stay another week there. I mean, what the hell? You know, what's your rush?
I can't stay another week. I've got to go home and go to work and go to school, and I wish I could. It's totally a most relaxing vacation out here.
Yeah. Did you finish moving already? Are you at the new place?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even tell you about that. So Franz's father came into town on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how I told you I was like a little bit upset about that? And I was like, oh, you know, your father's staying at my apartment, blah, 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 blah. And I was kind of angry about this. His father is the nicest man in the world.
Really?
Yes. And so I was freaking out because I had to study on Tuesday all day for my statistics exam, which was Wednesday, and then a biology test that I had. And I didn't have any time to move. And so his father went out of his way, borrowed my computer, ordered a U-Haul, and he said, all right, on Wednesday morning, so yesterday or 2 days ago, he's like, we're going to pick up the U-Haul. I'm going to pack your U-Haul full of everything in your house, and I'm going to move you into your new place. And so that's exactly what he did.
Wow. Nice.
I know.
Cool.
So I'm now completely into my new house.
Yeah. Is he like his son, or are they totally different?
Totally different. He is extremely, he's a very motivated person that just, I don't know, he seems more like a go-getter.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe you should be dating the dad.
That's what I told him. I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe I'll fall in love with your dad and ditch you. He wasn't very happy with that comment.
No, I mean, I feel so bad for him. I mean, you rag on him so bad, you know?
Actually, at one point, his father was like, oh, I want to listen to your radio show. Like, why don't you pick an episode, a good one, and let's play it. And Franz was like, no, you're not allowed to listen to a radio show at all.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think back to an episode where I didn't actually, like, tear him apart and shred him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think there is one of those episodes on there. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah. At any rate, I know you didn't – the other day we were talking – I just brought up the economy quickly and you didn't want to talk about it. But can you still afford to ignore the friggin' thing? I mean, the stock market is melting, Susie.
Well, that's why I don't have anything in it. Can I do something about it? Absolutely not. But since you did bring it up the other day, I have actually been starting to notice. I've been watching the news and listening to things a little bit more and paying slightly more attention to it.
Yeah, I've taken a big hit, but I figured, you know, you don't want to panic when things go down because they keep going down, you know. So you just kind of sit on your stocks and eventually they'll go back up, you know. But
that
again,
is the one thing I did learn.
Yeah. But as I mentioned before, you know, I mean, and now the government is jumping in to bail out the banks and stuff. And so we had a great president for 8 years that totally fucked up our country and our economy, and now we have to fix it, you know? So
I'd be careful what you TJ, never mind. I thought TJ was a Bush supporter, but then I forgot that he wasn't.
He is, but yeah, but TJ is not part of this, and he's got 2 hours every day to give his view, so yeah. So that's my I don't think TJ really likes the likes Bush, but who knows. TJ, do you like him? Hello?
Yes,
TJ, hi.
Yeah. Yes, no, I like Bush. I just don't like I support the war. I think the war is the right thing to do, exactly the way, although I don't like the way it's being fought. I think we handcuffed our troops and we put too much regulation and stuff like that on them. I don't like how he's made this a big spending thing. If he wanted to spend all the money in the war, fine, but stop with all these other programs and bailouts and all that stuff. That's too much government. Too much government.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So do you think all in all, TJ, he was a pretty good president?
I think he was the right man at the right time. I think that if we had a – he's obviously – I mean, look, he's got – his approval ratings are about 38%. All-time low, something
that
like that,
high?
Whatever. Maybe. He dipped down into the very low 30s at one point, maybe 20s. Who knows? But the point is that unlike his predecessor who read the polls in the morning with his coffee, you know, if George Bush was a poll reader – then this would have been the most up and down, frightening roller coaster when it comes to this war. I shudder to think. At least he went down. He'd rather go down like this, having fought the good fight, and just sticking to his convictions. I mean, that's one thing you got to give the guy. He has stuck to his convictions. He stuck to this war. And his doctrine of if you harbor terrorists, you know,
of course, he's had to save face, DJ. And I got to tell you, you're probably the only person that I've ever met that actually said he was a good president, you know. So I think you're in the clouds somewhere. But
here's the difference between me and a lot of people you may know. As far as I'm concerned, September 11th happened. And there's still a lot of people who want to live in some little bubble in a September 10th world. My world is a September 12th world. And you know what? He stood there. He has never once varied from what he said at the State of the Union and in his speech after September 11th, which was, this is going to be a long war. This is an unconventional war. We're fighting an enemy that has no uniforms, that is not attached to a particular state or country. This is different and it's long and it's going to be global. He has said it. All of that has come out to be very, very truthful. You know, I mean, who I think's in the clouds? I think who's in the clouds are the people that think that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with terrorism and never would have had anything to do with terrorism.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. And so much for politics. I think we're alienating Susie.
No, Susie's pretty political.
I can't be. I choose mostly not to be.
Susie makes her political statements by taking her top off. I'm walking
there
around.
You go. There you go. And she made a very political statement.
Okay, I'm on the side. I'm standing by. It's your show. I'm over here.
Okay, TJ. Thanks, man. Anyway, Susie.
Charles gives me nonstop tiffer because I actually did vote for Bush.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Boo.
Susie,
I bet you never knew that about me.
Susie, your sexy quotient just went through the roof. That is so hot. A topless bro to vote. A topless free spirit. Oh,
Bush
the voter for, oh, God damn. Oh.
Let me tell you, this guy is no two-term president. When he was elected the second time, I could not believe.
That's what Franz always says, too. He's like, you didn't vote for him just once. You voted for him twice.
Well, thank you, Susie. We have you to thank, and TJ. Let's take just a quick break for a public announcement and public service announcement. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Ellen DeGeneres uses CoverGirl Cosmetics.
Easy, breezy, beautiful, CoverGirl. Excuse me. Okay, I don't get it. Does that mean I'm easy? Because I'm not. I'm married. And believe me, getting married when you're gay isn't easy. And breezy? Well, sometimes I am. It depends on what I eat. You know, that's why I steer clear of asparagus. And Mexican. Not the people. The food. I love Mexicans. They're beautiful. Which I guess means they probably use CoverGirl. So now it makes sense. If you're a married, gay, beautiful Mexican with gas, you probably use CoverGirl. How's that?
Okay, so that was Ellen DeGeneres for you. And
I just those silly things. For the love of God.
Democrats.
That's a pretty
Oh my God.
DJ, how's the station? Is it still in one piece?
It's burning down! It's burning down! There's a catastrophe going on here! There's people running around! There's flames! And there's smoke! And there was an earthquake about 5 minutes ago! And I can't... And there's no toilet paper in the bathroom! And the refrigerator doesn't work! Everything's fine.
I do have one thing I'm actually going to start. I'm going to start wearing, like, rubber gloves into the studio after Yvette and Phil have been in there.
Oh,
really?
So
do you
hot.
Think they're, like, masturbating in there?
I think they're masturbating all over the walls, all over the equipment.
I thought somebody had a Cinnabon. Okay.
Yeah, they had some chicks with vibrators there. I don't know exactly what they did, but we need to listen to that. This is, of course, our new nightly show, Sex, Stand-Up, and Rock and Roll with Phil and Yvette. And I think they're a hit. You know, they've really been doing well. And last night they happened to call me a perv, and... they said something about your boyfriend and stuff. So I don't know what that's about.
I know. But, I was listening to their first show, and the first 20 minutes of it, they were saying how they wanted to kick my boyfriend, or how my boyfriend wanted to kick Phil's ass because Phil wanted to fuck me in the studio and all this other shit. Yeah. It was actually really funny.
Yeah, except he didn't know you were sitting there with your legs spread over the chair, and you were all but...
I told you, I have a hip joint problem. I have a very difficult time keeping my legs closed. But it has nothing to do with being easy. It just has to do with loose hips.
I see. Okay. All right.
And, I thought I explained that on the air.
Yeah, and you think we're really buying that, right?
I'm dead serious. That's what's so fucked up about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but Susie, you could have faced the other way. But look.
You could have faced our guests.
Hey, I was there. I saw what's going on, Susie.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, let me ask you this. No, forget about it. It doesn't matter. My question is this, though, Susie. I mean, this guy claims to have screwed how many women? Thousands?
Phil?
Yeah.
Probably mid-500s, I would say.
Oh, is that what he said? I thought he said 3,000 or something. But
I don't
believe
it if he said 3,000.
Yeah. But my question to you is this, as a woman, would you be attracted to having sex with him after he's had sex with 500 women? I mean, you're just going to be another notch on the belt.
Well, you would hope after having slept with that many women, he would have learned a few things. So it might be interesting to see what his potential is.
Why would you think he learned something? I mean, what
does
that
mean? Well, you would hope with all the experience that like maybe he would just be like phenomenal, and that's why he's getting all these people is because of all the experience. But on the flip side, he might just be a walking STD.
I see. Okay. And you wouldn't mind that you were just another one of the 500 and nothing special about
it. Well, he would just be another one of my
100. I see. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So it's about sex. It's not about love, obviously. And then we can buy that. I mean, I think that's cool. So
your wife's listening from Israel. She's like, fuck you, Sam. It is about love.
Well, what does that have to do with me? We're talking about you screwing somebody.
You're saying that's cool. You're like, oh, that's cool. It's just about the sex, not about the love.
Well, for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
can I ask a question? Can I ask a question? This may sound stupid, but and no offense, if I don't mean to sound condescending here, but did we in fact schedule the interview Pacific Standard Time or Eastern Time?
Eastern Time, 12:15.
Wow. Okay, just a thought. I didn't know if those idiots had not done the math or something like that.
No. Everything was finalized and firmed up and everything.
Did you deal with his people or the book people?
No, I think these are his PR people.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what's going on, but
well, they're fired.
Well, I ain't buying the book. That's for sure. You know. And but we gave him he got the publicity anyway, so what does he care, right? But at any rate, I mean, we can always say we were scheduled to interview Andy Taylor from Duran Duran. You know, that's close enough.
But that we happened to be in Boston and in Texas at the time, right? And it couldn't happen.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine if we had gone back to L.A. just to do the show from the studio and he flaked out on us? I would be so fucking pissed.
That's what I told you. I was like, no fucking way. I was like, I'm not coming back early. I'm like, you told me I can take a vacation for 3 days. I'm taking my vacation.
Yeah.
So screw you, Andy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Susie, I'm going to let you go back to bed. I know you're tired. After 10 hours and 6 champagnes, you've got to need some sleep.
12 hours and 5 champagnes.
Yeah. 12 hours. Wow.
Yes.
And I got to check out soon and just find a way to kill time until the flight tonight.
Go hang out with some of the hot chicks that are at the radio convention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go get some barbecue. Go get some have you been to 6th Street in Austin yet? Have you been up and down 6th Street?
I'm right down 6th Street. I mean, I'm virtually on 6th Street. I'm at the Hilton. Uh-huh. And but I got to tell you, TJ, 6th Street is nothing like what people describe. All it is tattooed, pierced people, street people, homeless. That's all you see.
That sounds right up alley.
Sounds great, you know. So barely anything to eat here, and this is supposed to be a place where there's a lot of places to eat. Nothing.
The barbecue's good. You got to find a good barbecue joint. Get yourself some barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, but good, you see, I didn't really get a car and drive around town, so I'm pretty much just within the vicinity here.
You're kind of anchored. Is there a Chick-fil-A near you?
Chick-fil-A, no.
Oh, that's good stuff. The closest
there are a lot of chicks, but not...
Man.
Yeah.
The hell with Duran Duran. The hell with them.
I'm going to go have some more lobster.
More lobster. Oh, yes. Sounds good to me.
Maybe I'll have lobster stuffed with lobster.
Topless
with bottle caps on your nipples.
No, I can't do that here. I'm with my conservative friends.
Oh, okay. Conservative my ass.
Oh, you think I'm kidding? These are very, very conservative friends.
So how do you get along with them at all?
I have no idea how I get along with them. It's actually quite interesting. They just accept me for who and what I am.
Yeah, there you go. You're one of a kind, Susie.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Let's go ahead and wrap up, and we'll.
And I will see you on Monday.
Definitely Monday. Yeah, everybody tune in Monday. We're gonna have guests not as known as Andy Taylor, but definitely, you know. And TJ, I'll be listening to you and to the rest of the station today. And thanks for joining us. And what's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, Mark Mallory's coming on my show today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he said he wanted to. Good.
Yeah.
Mark Mallory had a show with us before, Susie, and it's sort of like around the law of attraction and things like that. Pretty good show. And then he took a little hiatus, and now he's back with us Sundays at 11. So
cool.
Great. I'll be looking forward to listening to him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to tune in as well.
Yeah, great. And, of course, Dr. Michelle coming up at 11, TJ himself at 12 to 2, Johnny Dam, and then we have Amber DeLon at 4. And of course, we've got the new addition to the family, Phil and Yvette, at 9 o'clock Pacific.
He wanted me to come in and have sex with him in the studio on the air.
He did?
Yes. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, Yvette won't even show her tits in the studio, so forget about it. There's no way. They talk a lot, and it sounds good, but
it
is radio after all. Yeah, we can't forget this is radio, you know? So, all right. Thanks to all our listeners for listening. I mean, I truly apologize. I don't know what to say. I know many of you probably tune in just for Andy, and we'll try and get him on again. Yeah, we'll see. We'll try and get him on again. But regardless, thanks for joining us. It's been a great special edition of the show, Susie. Thanks for taking out the time. It's really cool.
No problem.
Yeah, and so now we thanked everyone. We can go, and everybody have a nice weekend. And tune in on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, Susie. Bye, TJ.